brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 17th, and it's Let's Talk Small Business. I'm Stacy Key, and I'm your host, and I am delighted to be here with you this week. We are very excited. We've got an exciting guest here for this week. For those of you that are joining us for the very first time, we are a weekly talk show dedicated to small business and entrepreneurs. This is the place you want to be every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. We're bringing you information. We're talking about relevant topics that impact the engine that affects the American economy, small business owners. This week, we're excited to have a great guest. We're continuing our theme that we've had over the last couple of weeks. We're talking about resources that can assist you in helping you grow your business. This week, we've got an exciting guest, Terry with the Edge Connection, Terry Eladui.
Very good.
Okay. Terry is going to join us to talk about the resources that the Edge Connection can bring to help you in growing your business. Terry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Stacy. Thank you so much.
So Terry and I were having some dialogue before we were on the air. We've got a lot of similarities in our background and some of the things that we've done. We both are MBAs from Kennesaw State. We both come from the corporate world. And we both are having the times of our lives and our jobs where we're having fun.
Indeed,
we
are.
We love what we do. So, Terry, tell me about the Edge Connection.
Well, the Edge Connection is an entrepreneurial development center, but uniquely, we do something that most don't. And that is we alleviate poverty through entrepreneurial development.
Oh, wow.
So we were developed actually 15 years ago and founded by Kennesaw State University, the okay. United Way, the Center for Family Resources, and the YWCA.
Okay.
And the Edge Connection was actually developed for a purpose. They saw a gap in the services that were available to the Metro Atlanta community. And they felt that offering entrepreneurial development for low to moderate income minorities, women, and veterans would be an effective means to alleviate poverty. Now, that was 15 years ago.
Okay.
And today we are going strong. We are proud to be offering these services. And I appreciate being here because I appreciate any opportunity to talk about what we do.
And so in offering these services, you're allowing low to income to moderate families a way of creating wealth by starting their own businesses, basically.
Absolutely. A way to become financially independent.
Okay.
And one very proud thing that we like to talk about is that entrepreneurship is a way to actually eradicate poverty, to stem that cycle of poverty, that generational poverty or cyclical poverty we hear about every so often. Entrepreneurship allows individuals to create a business for themselves, employ their families, and employ others in their community. And that's what we work with low to moderate income people to do. We are a nonprofit dedicated to this endeavor. And so there is no one that we turn away. Price is not a factor. We look at your income. Anything that you're charged is based on your income. So no one is turned away. We like to inspire hope in all people. And we know that entrepreneurship is an effective means, an effective way out of poverty.
So, Terry, talk about the impact that you're having, some of the numbers in terms of, I know you serve women, you serve veterans, you serve minorities. Talk about some of the impact and some of the numbers.
We have served over 2,700 people since inception. We serve approximately at this point 250 people a year. Now, we are an SBA Women's Business Center, okay. So we are dedicated to empowering women and to helping them be successful in whatever it is that they choose to be successful in, and of course, specifically in entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. We provide coaching. We provide business plan development. We provide consultation in an array of areas that help people develop their businesses, from branding to social media to financial development, any area of business that entrepreneurs need assistance, we can assist in.
Now, you're located on the Kennesaw campus, correct?
We are.
Okay. And so does that have any impact in terms of the geography that you serve based on where you are? Or?
Well, we certainly serve all of Metro Atlanta, but okay. Given that we're in Kennesaw, on the Kennesaw State University campus, mm-hmm. primarily we serve Cobb County, Cherokee County, simply because of distance. We are, however, incorporating a distance learning to our website that's currently in development. So it'll allow us to reach a greater audience in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Kennesaw State is very passionate about giving back to their community, and we're a cooperative partner of Kennesaw State University. We are not actually part of the university, but they are a community engaged campus. So what that means is they partner with organizations like mine to ensure that we're meeting all the needs of the community that Kennesaw State is in. So we're very thankful for that.
Excellent, excellent. And so, and you also mentioned SBA. We've had, over the last couple of weeks, we kicked off with Cassius Butts, the regional administrator for SBA, and then we've had several SCORE and SBDC. So we've had some SBA partners over the weeks we've been talking to. And so talk a little bit about the partnership with SBA in terms of the Women's Center.
Well, you know, those very partners that you listed are also partners of the
Edge
Connection.
Oh.
And Cassius is actually speaking at our upcoming Champions for Change breakfast on June 25th, next Wednesday.
Oh, excellent. And make sure you tell us all about that. We want everybody to come to that.
I certainly will. We're very, very excited about it. And you can learn more about it on our website at theedgeconnection.com. So come and join us. We're thrilled to have you there. It's going to be a great event. It's on June 25th from 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning. So those of you who have to be at work, it won't disrupt your day too much. It'll be worth it. Come on by and join us. As for our partners, the SBA is of course, an unbelievable partner. They fund in part our Women's Business Center mm-hmm. that's devoted, again, to empowering, developing women entrepreneurs, though we do not discriminate. Let me put that out there. We don't turn any men away at all, so come on by and take part. And the SBDC is an integral partner.
Well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the SBDC serves small businesses, and my organization serves micro businesses. And the difference in that is that everyone has to start somewhere. And
yes.
So most new businesses are micro businesses, five mm-hmm. or less employees. Generally, they need a small amount of seed capital, say less than $35,000, often closer to $5,000 or $10,000, because you don't need brick and mortars today,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, that's right.
And so the SBDC is a great partner of ours. They forward people to us if they're not quite ready to serve them. And, of course, once we develop our entrepreneurs to a certain level, then they're able to better serve them. And so we will move our entrepreneurs on over to them once they grow to a small business size. So that, of course, is very important. Of course, SCORE has been a great partner of
Excellent.
Ours, too. So.
I was very impressed with SCORE.
Very, very impressed. Mm. They provide wonderful services, and they've been a partner of ours for a number of years.
So you leverage all of those resources as well?
Oh, we must. We must. We rely on all of our partners throughout Metro Atlanta to ensure that we meet all the needs of our entrepreneurs.
One of the themes as we were talking over the weeks that became still very evident is this capital issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we've agreed with SBDC, with SCORE, and even SBA is we're going to put together some sort of initiative around this capital. There's still such a great need around capital. Are you seeing the same thing at the Edge Connection, this whole access to capital and the need for capital?
Unquestionably. And I'm actually glad that you brought that up because, you know, we never promote debt if you don't have to have it. You know, especially at the micro level. You sometimes kicking off with debt is not the great thing, but there is a point when you need an influx of money to be able to develop and grow your business. And so we have actually kicked off a financial literacy and access to capital initiative.
Excellent.
So now that's a two-part initiative mm-hmm. there. So financial literacy in part starts with making certain that our entrepreneurs understand the importance of credit development, both personal and business, right?
Absolutely.
So we need to get them ready to access capital. And so that's important to us. So we work with our entrepreneurs to do just that. Then when they're ready to access capital, that's when we engage some of our community partners. So whether that is banking institutions or alternative access mm-hmm. to capital measures, even crowdfunding.
Yes.
That's what we do. In some cases, we create IDA programs, which works with each individual entrepreneur to help them save, and then we match several times over what they're able to save to try to help them access capital or to have a down payment for, that they can leverage to get the loan that they need to attain the capital that they have. So we explore accessing capital in several different ways. And at the micro level, that's needed because there aren't banks out there lending $5,000, right?
No, they're not.
And so we have to have alternative sources
to
access that.
What is the, is there a perfect profile or what's the profile of the typical Edge Connection, not customer, but constituent or someone that you would serve?
Well, first, let me say this. We turn no one away.
Okay,
and of course, we are targeting low to moderate income women, minorities, and veterans. Now, okay. They often don't have the greatest credit, and so we do have to work with them to improve their personal credit because many people don't understand that when you start a business, you're leveraging your personal credit.
Oh, but you are.
You have no business credit.
Yes.
And so we help them understand the importance of getting that ready. So oftentimes we do have to work with them on that, and that's okay. That's what we're there for.
So you're helping the whole person.
We help the whole person, and then we help them develop their business profile to ensure that they're preparing themselves to access greater capital later, because we want to ensure that we're serving those people that are serious about starting a business, because economic development in Georgia it's imperative that we promote these small businesses, that we do everything we can to make them successful.
And so talk a little bit about the services. So you're helping the whole person, but talk about some of the services, the tools that you have at your disposal within the Edge Connection. I know you're leveraging your partners
mm-hmm.
with some of the other tools and services, because I know you do business plans, you do some of these other things. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, people come to see us first. Sometimes they might just have an idea. Right?
Yes.
So we will meet with them and we will talk with them about where they want to go, where they are. Are you in business? Are you wanting to be in business? And we offer business plan development. We actually have a Edge Kitchen facility that's dedicated.
A kitchen?
An actual commercial kitchen that's dedicated to the development of food-related entrepreneurs.
Oh, excellent.
So we go from the very first point of conception of an idea and help you develop that through development and growth. And along that way, we'll assist you with obtaining your business license, identifying what type of business structure you want, marketing plan, financial plan. That's all part of your business plan development. And we have subject matter experts that meet with you, as I said earlier, on branding, on social media, on, you know, if you need QuickBooks training, we have a myriad of resources that are available to help people develop their business.
You know, I tell you, this is excellent. Many of the business owners that are at GMSDC that are in the food space are looking for kitchens
mm-hmm.
because they're trying to get into a Kroger and Walmart. They've got a food product and many are using their home. And they don't have commercial kitchen kinds mm-hmm. of space that they really need to use to do some of the product work.
And I'm really glad to hear you bring that up, because in fact, using your home is quite illegal unless you're doing it under the cottage law. So let me not promote that first thing. And come talk to us, because our Edge Kitchen is a commercial shared kitchen for entrepreneurs to do R&D, for them to prepare their goods and services mm-hmm. for retail distribution or those who might sell at the different farmers markets that are out there.
Oh, excellent. The farmers markets are good.
Absolutely. So we are a food service as well as an agricultural kitchen. So we do have caterers that are able to cook out of our kitchen as well.
They can use the kitchen as well.
Absolutely. So that, again, is structured according to income. So our rates are very, very competitive. And you receive all the resources through the Edge Connection to help develop and grow your business. So let me just really express the importance of that, because all too often, small businesses aren't successful because they don't have the basic awareness of what they need to do to build their business, right?
The whole infrastructure.
That's right. Mm-hmm. To understand what are my costs as compared to my profit margins and is what I'm doing profitable. So when you come and you talk to us about the Edge Kitchen, you actually have access to all of the resources available through the Edge Connection as well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit. You said the fees are based on what you can pay. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about the fee and the structure. How does that structure work?
Well, we base fees on HUD income guidelines.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it really does depend on where you are financially and mm-hmm. what the size of your family is and what your responsibilities are.
Excellent.
But we also do make exceptions. We look at each individual situation independently. And if there's a need there, we'll find a way to serve you. We're never
excellent.
Not going to serve you because you're not financially able to afford what we have to offer.
That's excellent. Excellent. So as a nonprofit, I'm very familiar with that world. So you're always looking for supporters and sponsors. And
We are. And again, thank you for cueing that one there. Let me again bring up that Champions for Change breakfast coming up next week. It is our largest fundraiser of the year, but it's also a great opportunity to learn about what the Edge Connection does, why we do it, who we serve, and why it's important to have supporters out there to help us fulfill that mission and vision. Our vision is to create jobs, alleviate poverty, and change lives. So there is so much that we can do, but the realization is that we can't do it without our supporters.
Absolutely. So we need them all. We all need them.
We all need them. And here's the thing. Everything that we do, what you do, what I do, and all of our partners out there do, all of them are important. And we all do different things. So it's not about just picking one or the other. It's about looking at what we all do and how we can support each other.
Absolutely. Because I clearly see in things you do how we can work together and we can partner in our small businesses that are looking for kitchens, our caterers that are looking, how do we leverage and partner so that we can collaborate to grow businesses to be even larger going forward.
Absolutely.
Veterans is one area I will tell you that we're going to be focused on as GMSDC approaches its 40th anniversary next year. Tell me, what are you doing in relation to veterans?
We actually just joined Kennesaw State University's GAVE program. And their GAVE program is statewide. And it works with veterans to help them secure employment, to create their own jobs through entrepreneurship. And there is where we connect with them. So we actually work with GAVE to deliver entrepreneurial services to the veterans under that particular program. So we are currently working with a group of veterans that just went through the program, and what a group it is, just an amazing group. We had some restaurateurs in there, and we had some social entrepreneurs in there. You know, entrepreneurship means something different to everyone, right? So I always like to ask that question.
Absolutely.
What does entrepreneurship mean to you? And because everyone has a different definition, we try to understand what's important to them and how to best serve them individually. Now, for veterans, sometimes it's difficult for them to find traditional employment. They have to reacclimate. And so we look at them and say, what are you good at? What is it that drives you? And let's build from that, because more often than not, that's how entrepreneurship starts. It starts with a passion. And we all know that old reasoning of, hey, solve a problem or mm-hmm. identify a need, and that maintains true. But the bottom line is, if you have a passion, if you have an innate talent, that's all you need to get started. And that's what we can help you build on.
Excellent, excellent. You know, I mentioned briefly about you've got an award. SBA's Women in Business to Champion of the Year.
I did.
And so talk a little bit about that.
Well, I am very, very honored. That truly is an amazing honor, and I thank them very much for giving
that
to
incredible.
Me.
That's incredible.
Well, you know, I've always been passionate about women's empowerment, and not just because I'm a woman, though. Let me say that's a big part of it. But I understand the struggles that we have to face. We have unique challenges that
we do.
That others don't. And we deal with many women who are single head of households, and I want to do everything I can to make them successful. But let me say this, I have a great team to thank for that too. And as much as I love to mentor, there's only so many I can. And so I have a wonderful team of experts and passionate people who are there to back up what I do. And so that award goes to them as much as it goes to me. And I truly mean that.
That is incredible. Thank you. Now, you know, Georgia is being known as one of the number one states for entrepreneurship, number one state for business, women in business.
Isn't that wonderful?
And site selection is number one state, I think, for business. Talk about, Give me your thoughts about that in terms of Georgia.
Well, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Think about all of our community partners. There's so many organizations and people that are passionate about entrepreneurship, passionate about moving business forward in Georgia. Uniquely, Georgia is... I can turn anywhere, and there's an entrepreneurial organization available.
Yeah, there are a lot of resources in the state. They're everywhere.
Isn't that what makes it so successful? Mm-hmm. Is that we've made it a priority?
Yes.
So, I think Georgia is where it's at because it has so many passionate people, and they understand the impact of entrepreneurship. Just like I understand what it can do for poverty alleviation. It's not just about an alternative source for those that don't want to go the traditional job route, but it's actually an answer to alleviate or eradicate poverty. It gives a chance. It levels the playing field, right? It gives an opportunity to those that thought that maybe they've never had one. Maybe they've not been schooled. Maybe they wouldn't qualify for a job. Well, you don't need that. What you need is you need commitment. You need hard work. You need an idea, and you need to make certain that it's viable, and that's what we help you do. So Georgia is unique. I mean, 98% of the businesses in Georgia are small.
Absolutely.
And that's just amazing. And of that, to put into perspective of what we do, 89% of those are micro. And again, we go back to you've got to start somewhere. And then you also go back to entrepreneurship meaning something different for everyone. Mm-hmm. There are many people who don't aspire to grow more than being a micro entrepreneur. And you know what? That's okay.
You know what? That's okay.
That's right.
Many don't, and we call those lifestyle businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
It's absolutely okay.
Some
it's the backbone
do,
of our economy.
Some don't. But you know, and GMSDC, the difference is GMSDC deals with that other 10% that wants to grow and go into the supply chain.
And we need that.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
there is going to be a percent that do want something greater, that
yes.
do want something more. But then you just have those that just, I want to hand a legacy down to my daughter or my son. I don't want to struggle anymore. And that's just great. So as long as we recognize that there are all different types of businesses
and that's okay.
that need all different types of resources.
And it's okay.
It's absolutely okay.
It's whatever works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Another question. What do you see on the horizon for the Edge Connection? What's the next page? What's the next
Well,
chapter?
We are excited. We are looking at capacity building. We want to get the word out. You know, it's all about knowing we're there and we're available. Mm-hmm. And you can come to us and we're not going to turn you away. We're going to listen to you and we're going to tell you how we can help you. And if it's not going to work, we're going to tell you that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go through our program, we ensure that you have a viable business. We don't want you to get out there and start your business and then realize it's not profitable. So we want to ensure that you understand, is this going to work? Is it really viable? Will it last? So we work with you one-on-one. We've upgraded our programs to ensure that we're meeting the needs of our entrepreneurs today. As I said, we've kicked off a financial literacy and access to capital initiative, which we all know how important that is to
Absolutely.
Ensure that our entrepreneurs have the resources needed to help develop and grow their businesses, the monetary resources specifically. And of course, we're always bringing in new subject matter experts and offering education and guidance on matters that are current and trending today. So we're always developing ourselves to ensure that we stay in line with the needs of today's entrepreneurs.
What advice would you give to entrepreneurs or even micro or any entrepreneur today starting up?
My advice is to know what resources are out there. There's so very many. And I think that there are so many people that feel like they're on their own. They're struggling and they don't realize that there are organizations like mine out there. And whatever organization best meets your needs, it might not be mine. It might be yours.
It
might be GMSDC that's going to help them take their organization
SBDC.
To the next level. The SBDC, that's right. The GWBC. There are a lot of organizations out there that can help you. So come to us, talk to us, because if we can't, we've got someone that can, because that's what having community partners is all about.
Yes, I agree. Terry, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Stacey.
Excellent, excellent. For those of you, you want to take one moment and tell them again about your event coming up on next Wednesday?
Yes, thank you very much. Our Champions for Change event. We want you to help us champion change and help us grow and develop our entrepreneurs and alleviate poverty in the process. So visit our website at theedgeconnection.com or give us a call at 770-499-3228, and we'd love to talk to you about it.
Again, I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you to our sponsors, for without you, this would not, clearly not be possible. And again, remember, as small business goes, so goes America. We'll see you next time on Let's Talk Small Business.